Everyone in the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the second book of Samuel, we hear, "This God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord process true. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him." Gracious God, you are the provider and healer of our minds, bodies, and spirit, for they are truly a gift from you, you who has been our companion as we travel various Missouri roads to be here. Sustain us and guide us, Lord, so that we may be channels of your love and witness of your faithfulness, and be an ever-present help as we discern what truly is needed to be done this week. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from 23rd. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 17th day, Thursday, February 5th.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. And those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrance. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, point of personal privilege.
Okay. From Polk will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over the weekend, a former senator, Senator Morse Westfalt's daughter was in a very serious crash. Vehicle accident. It was a head-on injury. She is currently in a coma in Springfield, and the diagnosis that does not look well. Even if she does wake, I think there's still going to be some problems. For you that don't know Senator Westfall, who served in this chamber for many, many years, this same daughter was involved in a car accident when she was a teenager. It almost was a fatal accident at the time. And for this happened twice is a little unusual, but Mr. President, I may be back up on the floor in a day or two, so at that point we'll see how things go, but I would appreciate this body would keep our former colleague Senator Morse Westfall in the prayers and his family, because it's a very difficult time for them.
Thank you, Senator. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
Mr. President, this resolution has been distributed. I've asked for the reading of the resolution to be waived.
Reading is waived.
Printed. Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution would grant permission to the YMCA for the use of our chamber. It's a longstanding tradition that the Senate has graciously allowed the young men and ladies involved in the YMCA government process to come here. I would ask for unanimous consent of the Senate that the rules be suspended to take up the resolution for adoption.
Does any senator object? Hearing no objection, we shall proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that we adopt the resolution.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, Senator. Care to explain?
Just briefly, Mr. President, this is the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. It's 2015. It's time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. It shall be printed in the journal. Read the title of the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16, offered by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 14th. Introduction of bills. Senator from 14th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 417, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the defense of justified use of force under the Missouri Criminal Code.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 418, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to instruction in human sexuality and sexually transmitted infections.
Senator?
No explanation needed, thank you.
Senator from Clay.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Yeah. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 419, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to the Health Care Transformation Trust Fund.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the next in the continuing discussion on what we need to do with the healthcare system in our state. What this bill does is it simply seeks to address the coverage gap by demanding that the federal government give us a block grant for the Medicaid program. Sets up the entire Medicaid program on a block grant, sets up the trust fund similar to what I had done last year to put savings into for cost shifts and use that savings to pay for future costs of the fund so that we never hit general revenue or the taxpayers for the costs of match down the road. It also sets up the stopgap at the end that says that if the trust fund is not sufficient to meet the federal match, that we go to the providers and make them pay for it. So what this does is it, again, seeks to address the coverage gap by demanding the federal government give us a block grant for Medicaid and make sure that we never have to ask the taxpayers for more because of it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have
first on his feet. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 420, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to contributions for the Missouri Higher Education Savings Program.
Senator, would you like to care? Would you
thank you, Mr. President. Explain? This would just make it a little bit easier for Missouri families to save for their kids' college. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 421, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to a sales tax for public safety.
Senator, would you care to explain?
Mr. President, this is just a local correction of ballot language. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Send your bill forward. Thanks for the speedy comments. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 422. Introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to life-sustaining treatment policies of healthcare facilities.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 423, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to speed limits.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Under introduction of bills, I'd like to introduce Bill Wyrick, one of the doormen.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business with third reading of Senate bills.
The order of business is third reading of Senate bills. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 15. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move Senate Bill be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Green. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the reminder, this is the first of all, let me make the motion that Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 15 be third read and passed. This is the measure that we adopted last week, which would set up and reestablish the State Tax Study Commission to take a holistic look, the first holistic look of the state tax code, and do a two-year study, come back to the General Assembly with recommendations since the last one was done in 1968. And I'd be happy to answer any questions of my colleagues. If there are none, I would renew my motion that we third read and pass the provision. Thank you.
Senator from Green has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 15 be third read and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Green renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 15 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11, an act. Excuse me. Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 15, an act relating to a commission to study state tax policy. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Lewis, votes aye. By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11. Senator from Newton is on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11 be taken up for third reading and finally passes.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 11 be read a third time and finally passed. And this is the ethics bill we talked about in deep for several days last week.
Senator from Newton has moved that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11 be third read and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan is on his feet. For what reason do you stand?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Mr. President, unfortunately, Missouri lacks many safeguards that would prevent special interests from improperly influencing lawmakers. As a result, the average person has a hard time trusting us lawmakers to always act in the best interest of the people of Missouri. So I applaud the senator from Newton for bringing the issue forward. In my opinion, the most significant provision in the bill relates to the 2-year cooling off period for legislators to become lobbyists. Again, I think the average person would want this because there is the perception that legislators in positions of power can and will use that power to obtain lucrative lobbying jobs upon leaving the legislature. People know there are many ways to hurt or help a bill's chances, and often there are no fingerprints to identify exactly who did what. So it boils down to conflict of interest and public confidence in what we do. The purpose of this anti-revolving door provision is to take the problem off the table. If the concern that legislators are putting their own interests to get a lobbying job that pays well in front of the interests of the people by taking an action to help or hurt a bill, this provision addresses that conflict of interest by removing the possibility that it could happen. We simply won't let legislators become lobbyists for 2 years. But something happened between the introduced version and the committee substitute. These words were added. Beginning his or her first term in January 2017 or thereafter, these words have the effect of causing this revolving door prohibition not to apply to current legislators. We have exempted ourselves from the intended fix. I don't know who wanted these words added, but I suspect that whoever wanted them did so out of a personal desire to keep open the possibility of serving as a lobbyist. But I have to ask the question, why should anybody be excluded from the ban? Are we who are now serving immune to the temptation that this provision addresses, while those who will come after us are not? No. Who among us could say that during our campaigns, we would likely have been elected over challenger had we very publicly, where every voter could hear, answered yes to the following question. If you are elected, will you vote to exclude yourself from new ethics provisions designed to prevent corruption? I doubt I could say that. My constituents might well have voted me out of office. Under this bill, it will be 14 years until we remove the conflict of interest this provision is designed to address. The other problem with this bill is that it will be used to say, look at this. We addressed ethics reform. It is true that this bill moves the ball down the field some, but I don't think it does what the people really want us to do. One thing I regret is not asking for a roll call vote on the motion of the senator from the first. It didn't occur to me at the time to ask for it. On a voice vote, we voted down his motion to ban all gifts to legislators outright. We are all elected to be the voice of those we represent. When we have an all-legislator conflict of interest, and on the issue of receiving gifts, we all definitely have a conflict of interest, our constituents need to clearly hear our voice so that they know that our voice is indeed their voice. The voice vote doesn't allow that to happen. I'm sorry I didn't ask for a roll call. Our constituents wonder, he or she had a conflict of interest. Did he or she vote to be able to keep receiving gifts or not? They wonder if gifts operate the same way they suspect lobbying jobs do. Do gifts influence votes or actions that legislators take? So once again, it boils down to conflict of interest and public confidence in what we do. I think the bill improves some of the ethical problems the people of Missouri want us to address. But the one very important provision of the revolving door won't truly be in effect for 14 years, and we have exempted ourselves for no good reason except the self-interest of our own members. Even more importantly, I think that we are missing an opportunity to do what the public really wants us to do. At the very least, the public would want us to prohibit lobbyist gifts, and we will have failed to take even that most basic measure. If we pass this bill, it means we will probably table the issue of ethics for several years. We will say we passed ethics reform when we should do so much more. I appreciate this effort, but for these reasons, I plan to vote no on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the Fifth, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry? Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the Fifth?
Yes.
He does.
This will be extremely brief. First and foremost, I would like to thank you for bringing this issue to the forefront. Even though I don't believe that it goes far enough, it is a first step towards voter confidence. I wanted to ask you, I know that we had, approximately 10 to 11 amendments offered. Many were out of order, some was withdrawn, and even mine was defeated. So my question to you is, how many did we actually adopt? And do you recall what those amendments were before I vote on the bill? Because I can't recall which amendments we actually adopted. And if you don't have that, I can do the research again.
Let's see. I'll have to think about that a second.
If you don't have it, no worries. I'll look it up myself.
I can get those. I'll have my staff get those notes to you. It wasn't significant.
How many? You know how many we actually adopted?
I think it was two, wasn't there? Two members.
Okay. And I'll get them. No worries. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
I'll be brief, Mr. President. Kind of to echo what the Senator from Buchanan said. The people of our state are very concerned about us having ethics reform. The people of our state are concerned about lobbying gifts, which this bill deals with. They're concerned about the revolving door and having a cooling off period, which this bill deals with. But it doesn't go far enough on some of those things, and it certainly doesn't deal with campaign finance limits, which the people of the state desperately want. I'm going to vote for this bill, even though it's completely inadequate to where we need to go. It is my hope that we use this as, I wouldn't even call it a first step, as a half step towards where we need to go. I know that the senator from Newton in his committee has some campaign finance limit bills being heard. My hope is that we have a real discussion on that. So my vote today is certainly not, I completely agree with the senator from Buchanan, but I'm going to go ahead and vote in affirmative to believe that this is pointing us in the right direction and believe that this body will listen to the people of the state, understand that ethics reform is very important, and continue on the journey. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Mr. President, colleagues in here, I listened to the senator from Buchanan articulate why he was supportive of the, I guess I want to call it almost a no-compete clause. But I want to say this to the chamber, and I talked to the senator from Newton, and I have a great deal of respect for him bringing this forward, at least attempting to do something on ethics. I don't think that this addresses what the real problem with ethics is, and that's the money. And we've all talked about that before. But I want to talk about what I do when I leave this chamber. But first I want to talk about when I took an oath. I've actually took about four or five of them now. I took one when I went to the United States Army. I took one when I was a sheriff. I took one when I was a state rep. And I've taken several when I was a state rep. And I've taken them as a state senator. Each time I've took that oath very seriously of what I do. And when I was in the United States Army, I had the opportunity to have a top secret clearance. I got to be trained in weapons to an expert level. I got to work on nuclear sites where warheads are kept. And not one time when I left the United States Army, this government, did anybody tell me what I could do when I left. They didn't tell me I couldn't go use that top secret clearance if it helped me, to benefit my life. They didn't tell me I couldn't go work on weapons. They didn't tell me of any other things that I might be able to do with my career once I completed my service to the military and to the government. When the people of this state voted for term limits, they voted for 8 years in each body is what they voted for. Not one time did they vote to tell any one of us what we could do after we've completed that service that we took an oath to do. Not one time. And if you think we're just punishing legislators, oh, legislators, you can't make lobbyist money. Well, let me tell you what. If you want to stand up for what I believe is right, you should have no right whatsoever to take that right away from people back home. And if people back home says, hey, Senator from the 28th, we think you're a great advocate of agriculture. Or if my Sunday school class wanted to pool money together and says, hey, we trust you, we believe in you, we want you to go to Jeff City and represent us, I'll just be honest with you. It's nobody's business in this chamber other than mine. What I do when I leave this chamber. And I hope each and every one of you get to do what you want to do. But to do this little statement we're making over jealousy because other politicians before us have taken advantage of the system, or for whatever reason we're doing it, I'd probably challenge anybody in this chamber to show me how many emails you've been flooded to do this. That somebody's going to tell you what you want to do when you leave this chamber. I challenge anybody in this chamber to show me where the public sector is. Because I'll tell you who normally does ethics, consultants, people running for office, the media sitting over at this table, are always the ones that say this. I'm not saying if we want to do ethics reform, then do ethics reform. But do not take away the rights of people back home that they can hire who they want to hire to represent them in Jeff City. We do not, I don't believe fundamentally, have the right to do that. And what any one of us does when we get done with our oath, again, it's our business and our business alone. And for that very reason, why I won't vote for this bill that's coming up, because of those very reasons. Because I don't think it's anybody's business in here what I do with my life once I complete my service to the people of the 28th Senatorial District and the people of Missouri. I do not. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Newton, you recognize to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Newton renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 11, an act relating to regulating the ethical behavior of professionals engaged in political activities. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 32 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go over to business of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters, and I would ask the reading be waived and the messages be printed in the journal.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived and the messages shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you refer those messages to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred.
And would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 15 to the Committee on Rules?
That resolution shall be referred as well.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to business of Senate Bills Perfection. I ask you to call the calendar.
The order of business is Senate Bills for Perfection. Senate Bill Number 14, Senator from Lewis, is on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill Number 14 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill Number 14 be declared perfected and order printed. And, Mr. President, I have a sub.
Send your substitute forward. Has the substitute been distributed?
It has.
Are you asking for a waiver of the
reading? I am asking for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you like to explain your substitute?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is actually a transparency and accountability bill, and I've tried to do that every year I've been in the Senate. This one actually just says that requires every department and division of the state, including the offices of statewide elected officials, to make available for public information relating to all contracts entered into for the provision of the legal services by outside firms. It would require them to place that on the portal, and the substitute actually differs from the original bill that it removes the public defender's offices from this provision. With that, Mr. President, be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Lewis has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill Number 14. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 24th, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 14th.
Senator from...
I'm sorry, from Lewis.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Senator from Lewis, you yield to an inquiry.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Senator. How are you?
I am well.
Senator, you and I talked about this bill, and I think it's great to put a transparency bill before the body. I think certainly our constituents around the state care deeply about knowing how and where we're spending our money. I spoke to you about the concept that the General Assembly was actually left off of the language as one party that would report its hiring of outside counsel. Do you recall that conversation?
Sure do.
Okay, great. And your response to me, as I recall, was, that's a good idea. We should all be subject to transparency. Is that how you remember it?
It's an oversight.
Okay, terrific. So thank you for the inquiry, Senator. Mr. President?
Senator from the 24th?
I'd like to offer an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Has the amendment been distributed?
Mr. President, yes, it has. I've been told, yes.
Senator, are you asking for a waiver of the reading, or are you like...
Actually, I don't need to ask for a waiver of the reading. It's very short, and I think it's straight to the point, if you don't mind.
Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Shoup. Amend Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 14, Page 1, Section 37.851, Line 5, by inserting before the word, quote, office, end quote, the following, quote, General Assembly and the, end quote.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I would. This simply adds the General Assembly to the list of bodies and organizations that must disclose the hiring of counsel outside of the state governmental body. So it's just an additional transparency bill, and I think that in light of the fact that all of us care deeply about making sure our constituents know how we're spending our money, that this is an amendment that supports the efforts of the bill sponsor.
Senator from the 24th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill Number 14. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 24th renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill Number 14 be adopted. Is many in the favor opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. We are back on the Senate Committee Substitute Adoption Motion from the Senator from Lewis. Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I'm a very strong believer in transparency. But I'm also an attorney, and I have some concerns about there's transparency and then there's strategy. And I'm a little concerned about what we're going to post on the web on the accountability portal of the attorneys that we're going to hire to represent the best interests of our taxpayers. When you get into some legal conflicts, you don't want the other side to know what your strategy is. And if we're posting our contract up for the world to see, I think we could potentially be doing a disservice to the taxpayers. So can you explain to me exactly what you're going to put up on the web?
I can tell you what's in the bill.
Go ahead. Tell me what's in the bill.
You do have a copy of it, I hope. The substitute. It's a dollar amount of each contract, and a brief summary of the legal services to be provided by the firm, a brief summary of the services to be provided, and a copy of such contract.
That's the problem I got, the copy of the contract. If the state wants to hire the premier firm in defending some obscure action, they're going to outline in that contract everything that they're going to be doing for the state. And the person that they're defending against is going to have access to that, right? Do you think that's...
It would be on the portal.
Yeah, do you think that's a prudent thing to do?
Well, the reason I wanted to do this bill, Senator, is why do a lot of these departments, when they actually have attorneys on staff, I'd like to know who they're hiring.
I don't blame you for that. I'm fine if that's the problem that you're trying to fix. I just don't want to go too far. And maybe my concern's overly stated. I'm going to inquire some other attorneys in here.
Senator, I'm open. I just want open transparency on, like I say, I'd like to know why they're hiring outside and maybe who they're hiring and why.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President?
Senator from the 4th.
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, did you hear our inquiry here?
Yeah, and I was looking through his bill. I mean, I see what he's trying to do, which I think transparency is always a good thing. I think what he may not realize is, I mean, normally you don't have a contract when you hire attorneys. You have an engagement letter.
Right.
Which simply is a letter with the attorney that spells out the scope of the
scope of their work, yeah.
Right.
you know, that is a privileged communication between the attorney and the client. So to a certain extent, you're waiving that privilege by putting it on the portal. So I think maybe, you know, maybe there's a way to put that information out there without putting the engagement letter out there. Because I think, you know, the name of who's hired, how much they're getting paid, I don't think anybody has a problem with that.
I agree.
But there could potentially be privileged communications within that engagement letter that you're waiving this. I mean, once the state posts that, you've waived the privilege. And you don't get to pick and choose on waiving the privilege. You waive the privilege, the door's open, and all your communications are no longer privileged. So I think there's a way to do it probably with being transparent, doing everything the senator wants to do, because I think it's a good idea. I just think that engagement letter starts getting a little dicey.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption of the Senate committee sub. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis renews his motion for the adoption of Senate committee substitute to Senate Bill number 14. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate committee substitute. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 14 be adopted.
Senator from Lewis has moved that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 14 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Perfected. You're moving for perfection.
Yeah, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Hey, okay, so I just want to, we heard the conversation between the Senator from the 4th and the Senator from Boone. I think those are legitimate issues. I don't think that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make sure that anytime there's an arrangement for outside legal services, that people know what that's going to cost them. But I guess I want to understand from you then, as this moves forward, the idea that the nature or the details, I should say, of the representation, that gets into an area where you have this attorney-client privilege situation. So I want to understand what your intent is with that.
Senator, I heard the senator from the 4th. I thought maybe he had a fix to his concerns. I kind of waited for it, but they said it was time to close. I didn't have a fix for his concerns yet,
right,
Senator.
Well, maybe
I do understand the concerns, and hopefully we can work it out.
Yeah, maybe as it moves along.
As it travels over the other side.
You're an infinitely reasonable man, which is why I knew that you would be very...
I try to be, and actually that's the way the Senate should work.
Right, okay, thanks.
Further discussion. Senator from Polk.
Inquire from the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, we talked earlier about this issue with your bill. And it has to do with the public defender's
office.
We
did.
And I guess in there, they were kind of exempt from this. Is that correct?
Pardon?
They're exempt from this
report.
The
public defenders, yes.
Pardon me?
The public defenders were exempt.
Public defenders are.
In the substitute, which...
And the reason they would be exempt is because...
They actually handle over 4,000 cases, and due to the language in the bill, they would have to write a summary of those cases. They estimate it would take an extra 2 FTE to do that, which the cases they handle are 300 to 400 a month. And also, in doing that, if they have co-defendants, one attorney can't do it, so they have to actually hire somebody else.
Somebody else to do it.
So that's why the number of cases are so high that they ask to be exempted.
I got their talking points also where they said 2 new employees. And it seems like when you saw an appropriations, you hear that every time somebody starts something, they need 2 more employees. I guess I'm not sure why they need 2 employees to do a computer printout of who they paid money to, because there should be a record of that already.
Well, there's a summary of what they're doing.
3 senators on the floor. Senator from the 9th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. To take a point of personal privilege for introduction of special guests, Mr. President.
Are you seeking unanimous consent to introduce a special guest?
Absolutely, I am.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have several folks here who are from Berkeley, Missouri. We have our former colleague, former state representative, who is now Mayor Ted Hoskins, his wife, Councilwoman Lietta Hoskins, Councilwoman Emmeline Mitchell, and Councilman-at-Large Ralph McDaniel, all of Berkeley, Missouri, and I would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the Missouri Senate please make these guests of the Senator from the 9th feel welcome in our chambers today? Senator from Polk and from Lewis, please proceed.
The big concern I had about it, when you exempt them, is if you're in a third-class county and you've dealt with public defenders, and say you have a town, community, and you got 10 attorneys in there. So are we saying they're going to be allowed to go really hand out who they want to give that money to whichever attorney they might like, without us knowing, I guess?
Well, by them being exempted, it would, Senator. I'm going to work with the senator from the 4th and the senator from Boone. I think they had some concerns on what's actually in the bill. But I know you weren't in here when they asked me to close on the substitute. Because I know you had talked to me sooner or earlier. But I am more than willing to address some of their concerns with some...
Okay, so in the substitute then, are they in or out?
The substitute, the public defenders are out.
Well, they are out in the substitute.
Yes, sir.
They're out. Well, I'm going to go back to what I was saying then. If you're going to exempt them, I don't know exactly why we would do any state, we'd exempt any one state agency over any other, because I guess my point of it is, I don't know that I want to give any one individual public defender the ability to go pick who he wants to contract with or who he wants to give money to without us knowing about it. Because, for example, if let's just say he wanted to go out and he wanted to spend, and does your substitute have the $2,500?
No, that Senator, that was something I talked to you about. I thought if you'd have brought it up to me. And I think that's a possible alternative that I'll drive for when it moves across to the other chamber, is to exempt those that are under $2,500 or put a cap on it instead of exempting out a whole class or a whole department or a whole division. Is just say, okay, the smaller cases, like I say, they do 4,000 cases a year. There'll be a lot of summaries and everything to put in or on the portal. And that's why they said they would need two extra FTEs.
Okay, I didn't hear that. So what I'm hearing from you is you're going to work on that to try to...
I'm giving my word I'm going to work with them on that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the perfection motion from the Senator from Lewis on Senate Bill number 14. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from 14th, Senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 14 be perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. That bill has been perfected and ordered printed. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 26, the Senator from Barry is on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 26 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Barry. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 26 be adopted. And I do have a Senate substitute.
Send your substitute forward. Has your substitute been distributed?
Yes, and I ask for a waiver of the reading. It has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you like to explain your Senate substitute?
Yes, Mr. President. We just cleaned up some technical verbiage in the bill. It has to do with the legal technicalities. It removes the phrase gross negligence and replaces it with a more up-to-date version of a reckless disregard for the safety of others. So that is the difference.
Senator from Barry has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 1 to Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill Number 26. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Barry.
Senator from Barry, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I want to thank you for bringing this forward.
You're welcome.
This bill, once passed, could save lots of lives. People who would have allergic reactions in various situations and who would otherwise die.
There are thousands of people each year who die of an anaphylactoid reaction.
How many years have you been working to get this passed now?
This is the second year in the Senate. Previously, when I was in the House,
we passed a similar piece of legislation for schools, for school nurses.
I remember that.
Remember that.
Well, anyway, congratulations on getting the bill this far, and I look forward to voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your inquiry.
We are on the adoption motion of the Senate substitute. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for the adoption.
The senator from Barry renews his motion for the adoption of Senate substitute number 1, the Senate committee substitute, the Senate bill number 26. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate substitute number 1. We are back on the Senate committee substitute adoption motion by the senator from Barry. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the adoption of the committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate committee substitute, the Senate bill number 26, be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate committee substitute. Senator from Barry, you are recognized for the perfection motion for the bill.
Yes, Mr. President. I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Senator, we've adopted the substitute. Would you like to move for a perfection motion on
yes.
the bill?
Yes, I move for the perfection motion.
Thank Senator you. From Barry has moved for the perfection of Senate Bill number 26. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th, for what reason do you rise?
To speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you. When the senator brought this bill forward, I was delighted. This is a bill that we have been working on in my office also, and he kindly allowed me to sign on. This is absolutely a legislation that will save lives, and I am delighted to see the Senate move this legislation forward. It is critical that we allow people to become trained and have these tools available to them when we know how easily anaphylaxis can be overcome by an epinephrine pin. So I'm delighted to see this moving forward without objection, and I appreciate the good work of the senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the perfection motion. Seeing none, Senator from Barry recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 26 be perfected. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object to the Senate order of business announcements.
Order of business is announcements. Announcements, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.